This is Jennifer Hunt with Winifred Simpson on the 15th of October 2014 at her home in Bedworth. Win, would you just like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Winifred Simpson. I live in Bedworth. I was in the WVS from 1940 to 1946.
And why did you join WVS?
Well, I joined the ARP first, and then I joined the WVS, then the Civil Defence also, whatever I could do for the war, well, to help if I could, and that's...
And what sort of activities were you doing with WVS?
Well, I used to go to the police station, and as soon as I could, I'd ride on my bike to the police station when there's a raid on, and I used to do meals. That the police used to go out, and I used to do some meals, mostly for the all for the police, and help with otherwise. There was also going out sometimes with the making tea after the raids, but mainly I think I was looking after the police, really, with the tea and the when they'd been in the raids, doing what they could. It was down the kitchen. They called it the Devil's Kitchen. So down in there, nearby the cells. During the war, as it got easier, they had two bunks for the women if they wanted to stay, if they couldn't get home, and we used to sleep on these beds, the bunk beds. Mr. Pendleton used to come along and give us a Fox's glass of mint as he came. He was over the head of the police later on, and he used to come along with one of the other detective sergeants, and it's quite nice. The prisoners used to come past as well, going to the cells. But and the police messengers used to be there as well, and the one, he was just 18, and I remember going in and he said, "I'm joining the Navy, Win," and he says, "I shan't be coming in again," and so he didn't either, because I think he must have gone down with the first ship he went on. He died when he was 18. But it was lovely. They were all nice. So,
how would you describe the police station where you were based?
The police station. It's right in the centre of Coventry. I think Earl Street it is, I think. And it didn't get bombed, which is a good job, because it's a lovely building. And... it's quite right, as I say, it was the cellars where we were in, and they were all a nice crowd, the whole lot, and the there was others, of course, for the WVS, as it was then, but Pearl Hyde, Councillor Pearl Hyde, she was over them, and she was a very nice person. But
and how was she involved with WVS?
Well, she was over them. She was a councillor on the council, and she was involved, and she'd done everything. She was a very busy person. She was a lovely person, actually. She'd help anyone. She was very active, actually. she was later the first Lady Lord Mayor of Coventry in 1950. I think it's round about then the Queen was crowned, round about 1953. Memories.
Mm-hmm. And was there any other services you did with WVS during the war?
Well, it's mainly when we used to make the tea after the war, after the raids. But there's not a great deal you could do, really, only help people. If the raids and that, which I was in raids, of course. But and you couldn't go out taking tea because they wouldn't let you go out and make tea during the war, during the raids. Mm. It was after the raids. But I served most of the time in the kitchen at the police station, though, during the raids.
And you said it was called...
It was called the Devil's Kitchen because it's right down below where they used to take the prisoners. I'm probably drunk and I don't know. it was terrible though. I mean, it's right by where the cathedral's hit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so just at the back of the cathedral. Well, the cathedral just the back of the police station, actually. And it was very lucky that it wasn't knocked down the same as the cathedral, because that was a lovely place.
How did you feel about being in Coventry during the raids?
Well, when you're young, I was only in my teens then, and I don't think you get afraid. I've never been a nervous person, so that I was never afraid, strangely enough. I don't know why. I seem to know that I'd get through the war all right. But I did. My father was in the stepfather he was in the Navy. He was called up for the Second World War. He'd done his time, and for 22 years, and I think he was in the end of the last war, the First World War. But he served through the second one as well. But he got my mother evacuated because she got a young child of 2.5. And so he got them evacuated. So I went to live with my friend. And she was a lovely person, and I worked with her, and I had to sleep with her as well, because the house was full. There were 7 of us in the house all together. There was young couple, and Mildred, her auntie, and her auntie's husband Theo, and 3-month-old that she'd waited 13 months to have this baby. And during the April Blitz, there was a lot of people killed, and I got worried, and I went to see how they were about 4 o'clock in the morning. The bombs were still going off, and I went with my boyfriend then, and the house next door but one had been bombed, so that the other was damaged, but they weren't there. It took me 2 days to find out where they were, and that apparently that had a direct hit on an Anderson's shelter that she was in with a neighbour, and I had to identify something, a watch, to prove it was them. And I said, there's a little baby, 3-month-old baby, and David, they came from Wales originally, but they were lovely people. And the day, he said there was no baby, he said, because it was directed on the shelter, Anderson shelter. But anyway, I went with, I was standing next to Pearl Hyde, Councillor Pearl Hyde, at the funeral of the, I don't know how many, all 100 and something or 200, around about 200 people that got killed during that raid. And it was a mass grave at the London Road Cemetery. And I was there for it. But there is a memorial post for it now, with the names on and everything. But it really was terrible. But that was my worst experience, I think. Well, one of them. The other was in the with my boyfriend in his road that I had to go and doubt some incendiaries. But that's about the main thing.
Can you tell me about your uniform that you wore during the
war? Oh, yes. I got that in I think about, might have been 1941 when I, the beginning of 1941 when I get the, round about that, I can't remember the date, so long ago. But it was Harris Tweed uniform. They were lovely uniforms, well made. And it won't fit me now, of course. But I've still got it, actually. And I've also got the medal, the badge, or not the medal, the badge, not the medal, that I had. It's just got the WVS on it. But I can't really describe it. It's just well shaped, you know, well designed, really.
Because you've got the sort of the blade, you've got the jacket and the skirt.
I've got the hat, the jacket, the badges. There's one for the arm. One for the arm, a badge on the arm, and one on the hat, which is here. As I've still got that as well. It's like, it wasn't the hat. They used to have the hat, but because they had a cottony kind of uniform at first, and the hat was just an ordinary berry, a green berry to match the uniform. And it got the badge on, a small badge on that. But that's all.
And did you have to buy your uniform?
Oh, yes. Cost £6. Doesn't seem much now. No, it's not much now, but it was then. A few weeks' wage, actually. But it was worth it.
After the war, did you continue to volunteer with WVS?
Oh, yes, I stayed in the doing the WVS, but like there was all different kind of things then. I mean, helping at making teas in the hospitals and things like that. But no, I stayed in it. We had parades and different things, and had to help with the teas and that for when I had a had to go to I didn't have to go, but I was asked if I'd take charge of one at the gauge and tool, and they got to all the people, the elderly people, the pensioners, for a tea celebrating the Queen's accession to throne. But I can't remember really of everything we did. There's such a lot really that WVS could do. But I left in 1964. That was a year after my... Well, it's the year my mother died, and the year after Pearl... Councillor Pearl Hyde was killed in a car accident. And I'd lost interest so much then.
Mm. And during the 1950s, were you involved with hospitals? Oh,
yes, pretty well the same thing, all voluntary things we did. I mean, it's more tea making, and they used to do a knitting, and the women during the war used to go knitting and doing things for the forces and sewing during the daytime. I never did that because I was working. But it was good work, really. They helped a lot with the forces things.
Did you have an office in Coventry?
No, actually the main place seemed to be at the police station. They didn't have offices then. I mean, it hadn't been going long, really, not then. But very interesting. I'm glad I joined. I was in the civil defence as well. And one day we had to, a few of us was in it, one day we had to go into this room. I can't remember just exactly where it was, but it was full of tear gas, and we had to go with our gas masks on, which was like the forces gas mask. It wasn't the little boxes the civilians had, and we had to take the mask off while we're in there to see how the tear gas affected you with the gas and things. But very horrible. Couldn't stop crying. Or seemed to. Yeah.
No. You showed me before a little invitation card to the 21st anniversary service.
The 21st anniversary, we went to Warwick. I've still got the card, actually, invitation by card only, to Warwick Castle, celebrating our 21st birthday of the WVS. And then later we went to Leofric for a social evening and that. And very enjoyable. Yeah, had a bit of a concert and things.
Can you tell me about the other WVS members you volunteered with?
Oh, I had quite a few, yes. I can't tell you much about them, really, because we didn't get involved with a lot of them. I've got the names of them, but... The names?
Yeah, you can...
Oh. I think... No. Where did I put it? So it was Lillian Redley, Adora Washbourne, Mary Fisher, Olive Moore, Mary Overton, Ethel Gerlin, and Edna Chaston, Maisie Thacker. She was a good pianist, she was. For any concerts or anything, we used to. She used to play the piano for us. Miss Hansen, I don't know what her other name was. And there was a Joe, but I don't know what her other name was. But I can't remember all the others, so of course. There was too many of them. But They were all nice people.
Did you have a Meals on Wheels service in Coventry?
Oh yes, for the teas. But after the raids, though, that was. But I think it's pretty well the same as everyone thinks of the WBS, really, making tea and that. But there are other, a lot of things we did. And then there was the help with the knitting and the sewing and that for the forces. As I say, I never did that because I was working.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about all.
Did you go on parades for the Remembrance Service?
We went on different parades, yes. Yes, we went on quite a few parades, but mainly after the war, though, because I don't think they had parades much during the war. Too busy.
And was that just for Remembrance Day, or was it for other events as well?
Well, it's such a long while ago, I can't remember what they were. We used to parade through Coventry for some, and I think I have a photo, and I think we were on the way to the cathedral for some reason. That we'd have to use the ruins, of course, if the cathedral wasn't there. But it's a lovely cathedral they've got now.
Did you meet Lady Reading at all while you were a WBS member?
I didn't meet her, no. No, I didn't meet her. Councillor Pearl Hyde met the King and Queen, the ones that passed on, George, King George and his wife. She met them because they came during the raids. But I never met them.
And you also said your mother was involved with WBS. How was she involved?
Well, she didn't do anything. And as I say, she was went away for 12 months. She only stayed away 12 months during the war because she wanted to get back home. But she was involved with the knitting and the sewing and things, with the helping and any other helping that she could do. The trouble is, it's such a long while ago that you can't always remember everything that happened. I mean, it's over 70 years ago. And I'm a bit old now. Ancient.
You left in 1964.
Yes.
And you mentioned that was because they were changing.
That's right. Well, she wrote me and said, well, I don't know, wrote or whether she told me, they were doing a new register because starting a new register, and I didn't want to have my name in a new register when I'd been so many years from the first since 1940. I didn't see the sense in doing that. So I don't know what happened to the other register. I couldn't tell you. I think that's been destroyed or lost or something.
And by the time you left, had WBS changed at all between?
Not a great deal, just odd things might have changed, but nothing that mattered really. They were still called WBS. Although later they made gave it the royal name, WRVS. And of course now it isn't just the WVS or WRVS.
It's Royal Voluntary Service.
Yes, the Royal Voluntary Service. Because there's men in it and everything now, yes. Isn't there?
Were there any men during the war?
No, only, of course, we had involved with the police messengers and people and the police and that. and the wardens and all those people. But nothing else, I don't think.
And do you still keep in touch with what Royal Voluntary Service is doing today?
No, I'm a bit old. I'm in my 90s now. But there's one lady, Lillian Redley. Redley, yes, I forgot the name. Lillian Redley. I keep in touch with her, and she was during the war, of course. But I think most of them have gone because they're all older than us. Majority were older than us, so I doubt if there's very few might be left.
Because you were very young when you.
We're all in that. Well, Lillian was in. She started when she was 16. She's younger than me, and I started. I think I was about 17 or something, when the war started. So I'd be about 18 when I joined.
Is there anything which we haven't mentioned about your time with WVS that you'd like to talk about?
I don't think there's much else, really. I can't remember everything. It just goes by and you forget a lot of the things that happen. You don't forget your friends that got killed, of course. Think people like that. And there was quite a lot.
And you did over 15 years service. You tell me about what happened with your receiving your service medal. With not receiving it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. I was sorting papers out, and I don't know how, but the form that Councillor Pearlhide had given me for the badge, for the medal, got destroyed. And I didn't like to say about it. Actually, I thought I wouldn't need to show the medal much, so I didn't like to ask about more papers. So I left it at that.
And what is your most memorable moment as a WVS volunteer?
Well, when we used to stay in the station and silly as it sounds, when we're in the bunk and they used to come past us, when I used to have this Detective Sergeant Pendleton used to give us this mint. That's one of them. But the most memorable really was when a bombing with my friend. I was really upset about that. They were lovely people, as a lot of them were.
Well, thank you for talking to me today, Winifred, and make a really good contribution to our Voices of Volunteering project.
Oh,